A popular article named Bossy Mom's Damage to the Family caused a heated discussion on the internet. And the definition given of bossy mom is that some women may not have a big career, but is the queen of the family. She has a bad temper and is particularly strong and overpowering. So do you think bossy moms do damage to the family? Before we enter this discussion, I just want to let you guys listen to a really interesting song that sort of describes such a mom.
Get up now, get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast.
Yeah, so basically, this is called the mom's song, and in 2.5 minutes, the singer sings everything that mom says.
To give her credit, the first quarter of the song was about getting the kid out of bed,
right?
And that's actually, if you're a parent, that you'll probably know that's probably the hardest part of the entire day is just getting the kid out of bed.
Yeah,
and also, I think after that little segment, she starts all the nagging and
freak out a little bit about kids playing games, using the phone, and things like that, which seems to be typical of a lot of moms.
I think a mom that doesn't have her own job, because it seems like she's focusing so much on the kid. And not only that, I think an overbearing mom could be sort of detrimental to the psychological well-being of a child. Well, actually, I'd like to say this is a little bit sexually biased because...
Gender biased.
Yes, gender biased because I think either way, when a parent is always watching you, nagging you like that, it could have some pretty bad impact on the growth of a person.
Yeah, I think just in general, I mean, I have to agree. I think this is not necessarily unfairly, but certainly it's too narrow in its focus on bossy moms. And they list all of these problems. The husband doesn't get respect. That means he's going to go out and cheat. The children become, they become insecure. They lack their own judgment. They don't know how to shoulder their own responsibility. The daughter will become bossy and the son submissive. I think that we'll see different problems if the father is bossy as well, but there still will be problems and probably of the same magnitude depending on the degree of the bossiness, or perhaps even micromanaging is a better way to put it. Always involved in their child's life, a helicopter parent or a broom parent, if you want to look at it like that. And either way, so a bossy mom is going to have a very strong impact on the confidence of the son, right? Because for whatever reason, the mother-son relationship is very, very important, very formative. Whereas a bossy father is going to have a negative impact on his daughter because the father-daughter relationship is very formative as well. So really, I would say it cuts both ways.
Yeah,
and also for a bossy mom, she's going to have a huge impact on the daughter as well, but not necessarily just turning the daughter into a bossy person when she grows up, but maybe just making her very submissive too. Whenever you have one role in the family that's just too dominant, then it's gonna disturb the balance or equilibrium that should make the harmony of the family. So I think here, a bossy mom could have pretty long-term bad effects on someone.
Yeah, really, it's just about balance. I think that's really what it comes down to. It's okay to have, a mom or a dad that's bossy sometimes, as long as the other spouse balances it out a little bit, and the bossy parent isn't bossy all the time.
Yeah.
Right? There has to be a give and take between the parents and the children, and things like that.
Let me quote Shirley, who says that in terms of the influence of parents, both of parents have great significance on the children. And so the dominance of either side over the other would exert negative influence on the whole family and its members. So democracy, she thinks, is the key to development of the children.
No. Families are not democracies. No, I'm sorry. The mom and the dad are the dictator.
I think as democratic
You're
as
the bossy dad.
I am.
You should create the environment in your family. There's still got to be someone who's sort of making the decision. Otherwise, I don't think that can happen.
I think it is possible to involve the children in decisions, in terms of family rules, in terms of expectations and responsibilities. But in that sense, you might consider it a democracy. And certainly it is a democracy between the parents, definitely. Mm. But one of the main functions of a parent is to be the authority, is to set the boundaries and you know, respond when those boundaries are gone over.
Right. And finally, I want to quote 秋千的华善, who says, I have a dominant mom, and that's why I can't wait to move to the school dormitory when I was in high school, although that my home is actually really close to
the
school.
Why do you think I wanted to go to university so bad?
Yeah. So that should be the urge for everyone to go to university.